In the mid-50s, two men knocked over a kerosene stove during a fight at a concert. After fleeing the blaze, the guitar player realized he left his beloved Gibson inside. B.B. King then ran in and saved it. He later learned that the fight was over a woman named Lucille, and ever since, his guitars have borne that name. You can find Lucille at the Hard Rock in Hollywood, Florida. Thousands of other priceless pieces of rock history can be found at Hard Rock cafes, casinos, and hotels around the world. To learn more, visit hardrock.com.
Little Steven's Underground Garage's coolest conversations, presented by Hard Rock Cafe, hosted by the Mighty Manfred.
This is the Mighty Manfred, and it's time for your coolest conversations podcast, presented by Hard Rock and Little Steven's Underground Garage. Thanks for listening, and please remember to follow and subscribe, rate, and review. Joining me this time around is Brianna Sigg. She's the drummer in the Philadelphia-based band Soraya. Their most recent album, Dig Your Roots, had the unfortunate luck to come out just as the pandemic shutdowns began, leaving the band stranded cross-country and all their gigs canceled. But they're back now, though, with a new single out on Wicked Cool Records called Tight Lipped. It's also a recent coolest song in the world. Let's hear some of it now, and then I'll start chatting with Brianna on your Coolest Conversations podcast, presented by Hard Rock and Little Steven's Underground Garage. The Little Steven's Underground Garage. This is the Mighty Manfred, and it is time for your coolest conversations. My guest today is Brianna Sigg, the Traps Slapper Extraordinaire in the Philadelphia-based band Soraya. Brianna, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm hanging in there all right so far. You know, it's like, is it really 2021 or is it really December the 46th? What do you think?
That's so accurate. I have no idea anymore. Who knows?
Yeah. Well, more seriously, so this pandemic is going to be like a whole year old pretty soon, tragically around 380,000 deaths in the U.S. alone. Have you and your family and friends managed to stay healthy over the course of the year?
Actually, as of recently, my brother has contracted COVID-19. He's fine, but it's like, it took the whole entire year until like finally just like right the day before Christmas, he wrote everyone and said, I have it. And I was like, oh, man. So like, obviously I don't visit my family or anything, but I was like, I hope he's okay. Like I was texting him everything, but he's fine. Like a lot of my friends had it over this year, which is so crazy that you say that. I'm like, man, it kind of flew by, but at the same time it was dragging. So it's hard to like really have a concept of time anymore, but
I want to say I'm right there with you on the weird year that we had, and I agree it was that very same thing that you said. It went by quick, and at the same time it was the longest year ever.
Yeah,
really weird. And yeah, so I'm very happy to hear your brother is better. So where are you right now?
I'm currently in Pittman, New Jersey. I moved in with Zuzu. We just figured like we're always doing work together, so it's like, right, why not share a space, save some money, and so we've been just like working, and we were obviously working on a tour, and then COVID hit, and then we tried to rebook the tour twice. Didn't happen, but so yeah, that's where I am now currently.
Well, about all this, so you guys got a new single, Tight Lipped, out on Wicked Cool Records. It's our coolest song in the world this week. And I know you guys have done some streaming things. You obviously couldn't tour like you've been doing before, but you were able to record and you played together over the course of last year with streaming events. That's what I'm getting at there. So I'm wondering, when was it that you guys actually stopped playing in person in 2020 with one another? And then when did you start up again? Because you got back together and started working on songs and you're doing streaming events. When was it that you stopped, and when was it that you thought it was safe enough to get back together and start doing some things?
We actually stopped exactly on our release date of Dig Your Roots. We were on tour in Las Vegas, and it was supposed to be like our big release show and everything. And we noticed there were not a lot of people there, and we were like slightly concerned because we had been promoting and building this thing up, and we saw like a couple people with masks on in the audience, and it was kind of alarming there for a minute. And we found out after that, like all the rest of our shows were canceled on that tour, and we had to obviously go home. But that was literally our last live show in front of people. We're pretty lucky to not actually contract anything while we were out there because it was like a hot spot at the time, that whole side of the country. And so we went home and we didn't rehearse at all. We just kind of like were waiting things out. We were kind of scared. We had to obviously cancel our other tour that we had booked in the Midwest. And we just thought it was going to be a couple month thing. We're like, oh, it'll blow over like soon, you know, and we were way wrong about that. So we just didn't play for a while. I forget how early it was when we started rehearsing again, but we had to do it safely.
Yeah.
Everybody was pretty much compliant with that. Everybody understood, which was good. And that's really helpful. And so we all wear a mask and everything, and we stay 6 feet apart. Like, try to play it safe. We don't go crazy and go out all the time or anything. We just do our thing, strictly business and everything. But I remember it was Travis was the first one that was like, hey, when are we rehearsing again? We were all like, we were waiting for somebody to say it, but we didn't want to be that person, you know? I think it was around June, I think, May or June or something. We were just like, all right, well, I guess we can rehearse, but safely. And we've been doing that. We have this room that is all ours. Nobody can go into it, this private room that we pay for now. So that's really helpful as well. So nobody's using our mics or anything. We sanitize like every couple of weeks. But yeah, that was like the last time we played a live show in front of people. We miss it so terribly. We're going crazy.
Well, let's talk some about these songs, the new songs and the single. When did you work up those songs, and then when did you record them?
A lot of them happened before COVID hit. I think Travis and Zuzu were writing them at the time. And then as we started rehearsing again, that's when we started to run them and kind of work on them as a band. We had tight-lipped. We felt really strongly about that one. So we were kind of scared. We didn't know we were allowed to go in the studio. So we were hesitant. We didn't even ask anybody. We're just like, all right, we'll just wait till this blows over to record it. And I think Zuzu brought up to, I think, believe Dennis. And she's like, are we allowed to record at all? And he actually said yes. And she was like, oh, this whole time we could have been recording. So we ended up going in there. But there was a whole process to that as well. It was we all had to get tested. Everybody had to wear masks. And it was sort of like hesitant to get in there as well, because everybody was scared. Nobody wanted to go to like New York or anything. And like travel in general, actually, anywhere.
Clue some people in here. When you mentioned Dennis, that's Dennis Mortensen. He's running Wicked Cool Records for Little Steven. That's Steven's label, and Dennis sort of organizes and runs the label for him. And then when you were coming to New York, you were coming to record at Steven's studios, right?
Yes, correct. Yeah,
and that's with Jeff Senoff as the engineer and producer.
Yes, he's the man.
he's definitely the man. Well, tell me about the singles A-side here. It's our coolest song in the world, Tight-Lipped. Now, did you say that Travis and Zuzu had written that song?
Correct, yes. It starts off with Travis with a riff and then Zuzu melody. And that's where the magic happens. I love when they write a song together because it's always... I've never heard anything that they've presented us that was terrible at all. I'm being dead honest, and I'm not saying that because this is going to be aired. They always write really catchy stuff, and it's also like heartfelt at the same time. It's not some like bubblegum stuff. It's just like, it's Zuzu's story, basically. So it's always, I don't know, I'm a huge fan of my own writers. That helps, though.
Right. Well, of course. Well, look, tell me about this. So I know that years ago, those two were a couple, right?
Yes.
So obviously they've been able to go forward with a band despite their personal relationship ending. What does that tell you about each of them?
It says a lot, really. It's funny they bring that up. It's like, it shows that they really care about Soraya, and it's not some kind of like self-serving thing to be able to work together and create the music that they do and get on that level of intimacy, but like not in that kind of way, you know. Yeah. It's just like they can still do that and have respect for each other is like huge. And it's inspiring for me to be around that, and total respect for both of them.
Tell me about the drum fill into the bridge in Thailand. I want to know, because it's cool, you know, I like it because it's kind of staggered across the various drums, but did you come up with that idea to play it that way, or is that how you did it the first time through, or what was the thinking there?
It was sort of like a group thing. Like, I remember Travis wanted something there to kind of take us into a weird, different part. He's like, yeah, I want this to be like dramatic. And I remember Zuzu saying, like, just play whatever, like, there. I'm like, okay, you don't have to tell me that twice. I'll definitely totally do that. So I forget. I think I came up with that in the room, which I normally don't do. I like to just take my parts home and work on them. And that one, I was just like, all right, let's just see if this works. And it ended up working. And everybody fell right in place and stuff and knew when the one was, like, as long as you fall back on one, that's what my drum teacher used to say, then you're good. So everybody landed right on that. And that's kind of how that came up. It was like really a group effort and just me trying stuff in the moment, which is magic always, I feel like. I'm not saying that, yeah, like my drum feels magic or anything, but I'm just saying like that's how magic happens. It's like when everybody works together and just tries stuff and has that freedom and creativity.
Well, definitely the spell was cast.
Yes.
So back when we spoke in 2019, which seems from right at this point, seems like literally a million years ago.
I know, right?
We spoke around the time Evergreen came out. Oh. And you had done like the cover art. Well, who did the art this time around for Tight Lipped?
This was actually Travis. He's a brilliant artist, and he got this idea for the cover from, I believe it was Dali. I forget what painting it was. I wish I could remember that, but there's a famous painting that he's done, and he got his inspiration for that. And I know Louis Arzonico, he works for Wicked Cool. He's a brilliant artist as well. He did the back cover idea with Zuzu's face, which I thought was genius. It's kind of creepy, too. Yeah, take a look at it.
You guys made a video for this, right?
Oh, yes. I mean, it's currently being made now.
All right. Well, can you describe it for us? What's the idea?
It's sort of along the lines of the lyric in the song, obviously. I can't go into too much detail. I'm going to leave that one for Zuzu, but I can tell you it's about not being silent and not being sort of neutral anymore, just kind of saying how you feel and not feeling like you have to hide who you really are anymore. That's all I could really say about that for now.
Well, look forward to checking it out. You know, when I'm preparing for these interviews, it gives me a chance to sort of practice my stalker skills. And so I went to your, I mean that in a silly way, right? Okay. So went to your Facebook page, and I'm going through seeing what else, you know, you guys have got going on. And I didn't know this. So I saw from the Facebook page, it said that if you order the single from your guys' merch page, y'all's merch page, you can get a bonus track, a version of In the Pines. So is that a version of the traditional folk song?
Yes.
So when did you guys do that? And since that's norm, that's like a, I think you said on the Facebook posting, it's an acoustic version. I think of the song as a, you know, an acoustic song. Are you on it?
I'm not, but it's Zuzu and Travis. And I believe it was kind of like a spur of the moment thing. Like we've been just sending each other stuff in quarantine to try and just to have fun while we're like stuck. So that's one of those ones that Zuzu and Travis did, and he sent her that. He's like, I think you would sound really cool on this. I'm just saying, I don't know if he actually said that, but I'm just assuming.
Right.
But I remember hearing her upstairs singing that. I was like, oh, I love that song. Like, I didn't even think about that. Like, so I think those two did it, and then they just offered it as a bonus track because we have all these things that we do. We're like, we don't know what to do with them now.
Right.
So that's one of those, and it's good. She does it like the old creepy, like original way, which sends chills. And Travis has that like retro vibe on the guitar. Love it.
Yeah, it is. It's got like a weird, creepy kind of thing. You know. So about that though, when it's coming as a bonus track, it's not on the 45. It's like a digital download with it, or
Yeah, it's pretty much, I email people this link, but that's the song. It's like very bare bones, basic. But yeah, that's pretty much it. But
About the song, just one last thing. In fact, I was going to say this a moment ago, but I haven't heard it. But in the versions I'm familiar with, it has this weird line about like, where's your husband, or your husband's head was found stuck in a driver's wheel, his body's never been found. Is that part of the version that Zuzu and Travis do?
Yes, I think so. I'm pretty sure. And I know they're, with that song, they're always like, whoever did it, there were a bunch of verses in that were just kind of thrown in. So I think they picked the more popular, like radio friendly one, I'm going to say.
Yeah. Well,
that doesn't sound very radio friendly, but I believe it's on there.
Yeah, it's a cool bizarro song that, you know, lots of different artists have done over the years. Well, the B-side to Tied Lip, your cover of Aerosmith's Angel. And for that, Zuzu is singing with Jesse Wagner, another Wicked Cool Records artist. How did that come together?
It actually came about, I think Zuzu was talking to Jesse on the phone. I forget what they were talking about. She was helping her with something. But I know Jesse brought up that they should do a duet together. So I remember Zuzu saying, she's like, everybody says that to her all the time. She's like, yeah, sure. And like later, as she got off the phone, she's like, you know what? That's a great idea. So I forget who sent the song list. But I think Jesse sent Zuzu the song list, and she saw Angel was one of the ones on there. And that was a song that Zuzu said she tried to sing before or something. And that was like a challenging one for her. So she picked that one. She's like, let's do Angel. And we kind of did that as a one and done series, which we did over quarantine, which is where we would just record something in our room that we have. Yeah. And just post it, and it's just like, there it is, one and done. You won't hear about it again, except for this one. So the people love this one so much that we actually just recorded that one as the B-side. That's how that came about, and she was incredible, too. She came in and just, I don't know, she was so nice. She's like just a light of a human being. It was awesome. It worked so perfectly. And their voices together have this perfect balance of like raspy, soft, like, I don't know, there's something about that. It just gives me goosebumps every time. So it worked out magically.
Absolutely. Brianna, thank you so much for chatting with me today on our Coolest Conversations.
Thank you so much for having me. We miss you guys.
Oh, miss you guys too. So keep safe, and we will be rocking together soon.
Thank you so much.
It's on the horizon. It is on the horizon.
It really is. I see it.
Let's take a listen now to your version of Aerosmith's Angel. It's Soraya and Little Steven's Underground Garage. Soraya with their version of the Aerosmith song Angel. And it features lead vocals from both the band's frontwoman, Zuzu Mansour, and guest vocalist Jesse Wagner. Both Soraya and Jesse are Wicked Cool recording artists. This is the Mighty Manfred, and thanks again to Brianna Sigg for speaking with me today on our Coolest Conversations. Thanks also to Olivia Callahan for producing our podcast. And please join me again next time for your Coolest Conversations podcast presented by Hard Rock in Little Steven's Underground Garage.
In the mid-50s, two men knocked over a kerosene stove during a fight at a concert. After fleeing the blaze, the guitar player realized he left his beloved Gibson inside. B.B. King then ran in and saved it. He later learned that the fight was over a woman named Lucille, and ever since, his guitars have borne that name. You can find Lucille at the Hard Rock in Hollywood, Florida. Thousands of other priceless pieces of rock history can be found at Hard Rock cafes, casinos, and hotels around the world. To learn more, visit hardrock.com.